As I sat down to write this book, I couldn't help but reflect on the state of our modern workplaces. Despite all the technological advancements and progress we've made as a society, many of our organizations still operate on outdated management principles from nearly a century ago. This realization sparked a question that became the driving force behind my work. Why do our organizations look so similar to those of the 1920s when little else in the modern world does? The truth is, the way we work is broken. Fear-based leadership practices continue to dominate, leaving employees feeling disconnected, disengaged, and unfulfilled. But it doesn't have to be this way. Through my research and work with executives across industries, I've discovered a powerful alternative, one rooted in love, compassion, and human connection. In this book, I'll guide you through the journey of becoming an evolved executive. We'll explore how to create workplaces that nurture the human spirit, foster innovation, and drive meaningful results. This isn't just about feel-good theories. It's about practical strategies that can transform your leadership and your organization. Let me share a story that illustrates the urgent need for change. A few years ago, I was working with a high-powered executive named Sarah. On paper, she had it all: a corner office, a seven-figure salary, and a team of hundreds reporting to her. But behind closed doors, Sarah was miserable. She confided in me that she felt like a fraud, constantly worried that her team would discover she didn't have all the answers. Sarah's experience is far from unique. In boardrooms and offices across the globe, leaders are realizing that the old ways of commanding and controlling simply don't work anymore. The wake-up call is clear. We need a new approach to leadership, one that embraces our shared humanity and taps into the innate potential of every individual. This wake-up call isn't just about personal fulfillment, it's about business survival. Companies that continue to operate on fear and rigid hierarchies are falling behind. In contrast, organizations that prioritize human connection and purpose are thriving, attracting top talent and innovating at remarkable speeds. At the heart of the evolved executive mindset is a fundamental shift from fear-based leadership to love-based leadership. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Love in the workplace? Isn't that a bit too touchy-feely? But hear me out. When I talk about love in the context of work, I'm not referring to romantic love. I'm talking about a deep sense of care, respect, and commitment to the growth and well-being of others. It's about creating an environment where people feel safe to be their authentic selves, take risks, and contribute their best ideas. Let's contrast this with fear-based leadership. In fear-driven cultures, employees are constantly on edge, worried about making mistakes or being judged. Innovation stagnates because people are too afraid to speak up or challenge the status quo. Decision-making becomes slow and bureaucratic as everyone tries to cover their bases. I once worked with a company where the CEO prided himself on his tough love approach. He believed that keeping people on their toes through criticism and impossible deadlines would drive results. The reality? Turnover was high, morale was low, and the company was struggling to keep pace with more agile competitors. Now, imagine a workplace driven by love. It's a place where leaders genuinely care about their team members' growth and well-being. Feedback is given with compassion and a desire to help others improve. Mistakes are seen as learning opportunities rather than reasons for punishment. In this environment, creativity flourishes, collaboration becomes the norm, and people are intrinsically motivated to do their best work. Becoming an evolved executive isn't about following a rigid set of rules. It's about adopting a new mindset and set of practices that put humans at the center of everything we do. Here are some key practices I've observed in truly evolved leaders. Cultivating self-awareness. Evolved executives understand that leadership starts from within. They engage in regular self-reflection, seeking to understand their own motivations, biases, and areas for growth. This might involve practices like meditation, journaling, or working with a coach. Embracing vulnerability. Gone are the days of the infallible leader who never shows weakness. Evolved executives understand the power of vulnerability in building trust and connection. They're not afraid to admit when they don't have all the answers or when they've made a mistake. Practicing radical candor. Evolved leaders know how to balance care with direct communication. They provide honest feedback, delivered with genuine concern for the other person's growth and well-being. Fostering psychological safety. Creating an environment where people feel safe to take risks, share ideas, and be their authentic selves is crucial. Evolved executives actively work to build this sense of safety within their teams and organizations. Leading with empathy. Understanding and sharing the feelings of others is a cornerstone of evolved leadership. This might involve practices like active listening, perspective-taking exercises, or simply spending more time connecting with team members on a human level. Cultivating a growth mindset. Evolved executives view challenges as opportunities for learning and growth, both for themselves and their teams. They encourage experimentation and see failures as valuable lessons. As leaders evolve, so too must our organizations. Throughout my work, I've seen firsthand how companies can transform when they embrace these evolved principles. Let me share an example that illustrates this potential for change. I worked with a mid-sized tech company that was struggling with high turnover and low employee engagement. The leadership team decided to commit to a radical shift towards a more human-centered approach. They started by redesigning their physical workspace to encourage collaboration and creativity. They implemented flexible work policies that trusted employees to manage their own time and productivity. But the real transformation came from changes in how they approached leadership. They invested heavily in leadership development programs focused on emotional intelligence and compassionate communication. They revamped their performance review process to emphasize growth and learning rather than just hitting targets. The results were remarkable. Within a year, employee engagement scores had skyrocketed. Turnover dropped by 40%. Most importantly, the company saw a surge in innovation, with more new product ideas coming from all levels of the organization than ever before. This example shows that when we create workplaces aligned with our deepest human needs for connection, purpose, and growth, incredible things can happen. As we come to the end of our exploration, I want to emphasize that becoming an evolved executive is a journey, not a destination. It requires ongoing commitment, self-reflection, and a willingness to challenge deeply ingrained beliefs about leadership and work. The path won't always be easy. You'll face resistance from others and sometimes from within yourself. Old habits die hard, and the pull of traditional leadership models remains strong in many organizations. But I promise you, the rewards are worth it. When you lead from a place of love and human connection, you'll not only see better business results, but you'll experience a profound sense of fulfillment and purpose in your work. As you embark on this journey, remember that you're not alone. There's a growing community of leaders around the world who are embracing this evolved approach. Seek them out, share your experiences, and support each other along the way. The future of work is calling us to step up and lead in a new way. It's asking us to bring our full humanity to the workplace, to create environments where people can thrive, and to build organizations that contribute positively to the world. Are you ready to answer that call? Are you ready to become an evolved executive? The journey starts now with a single step. Let's take it together.